Greetings in the name of Christ to all of you. I'm Reverend Joan Pell, and I bring you a warm welcome today from the Ipswich Methodist Circuit. It's great to have you worshipping with us. Today is the first Sunday in Lent, and the Lenten season is one of prayer and self-reflection. In this tough year, we're going to be lifting our spirits by thinking and having a sermon series about God's promises. As we focus on the many promises that God has made to us, we're going to begin with God's covenant promise to Noah, and we're going to trace the biblical story through to Christ's death and resurrection, which ultimately fulfilled those promises. Our preacher today is our circuit superintendent, Reverend Derek Grimshaw, and his sermon is called A Rainbow Promise. May the peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. And I invite you to join us now in our call to worship. Your parts will be on the screen in white. In the days of Noah, God placed a rainbow in the sky as the sign of a covenant of God's love for all the earth. In the colours of the rainbow, we see the sign of God's grace for all creation. God's covenant continues. God's kingdom comes near. As we enter Lent, we turn back to God. We come seeking forgiveness, healing, and wholeness. So as we begin this season of Lent, let us invite the Holy Spirit into our brokenness to cleanse our hearts, put a right spirit within us. Our opening hymn is number 395. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on us, melt us, mold us, fill us, and use us.
Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Break me.
Let us come before God now in prayer. God of storms and rainbows, God of rain and sunshine, God of all creation, we worship and adore you. We gaze in wonder at the beauty of your creation, a marvel at stormy skies transformed with the vibrant colours of a rainbow. Like Noah and his family, we praise you for this everlasting sign of your love and care for the whole of creation, and your desire to preserve and not destroy life. In this season of Lent, as we embark on our Lenten journey, we remember the signs of the past and accept your invitation to look towards your promises for the future and the joy of your resurrection power. Let us come now to confess our sins. God of the rainbow, You made a covenant with all creatures, promising life and hope. God of the wilderness, you show us how we should walk. Yet we forget our connection with one another and think that we are the center of the universe. We wander from your paths of truth and give in to temptation and follow other ways. Forgive us and lead us back into the arms of your love. In the name of the risen Christ, we pray. Amen. Hear the good news. God is merciful and full of steadfast love. God will not forget us. God will wash us clean and lead us on paths of steadfast love and faithfulness. In the name of Christ, you are forgiven. Amen. Reading our scripture passage for us today is Nicola Glass, and Nicola is one of our circuit local preachers.
The Old Testament reading is taken from Genesis chapter 9, verses 8 to 17. Then God said to Noah and to his sons with him, I now established my covenant with you and with your descendants after you, and with every living creature that was with you, the birds, the livestock, and all the wild animals. All those that came out of the ark with you, every living creature on the earth. I establish my covenant with you. Never again will all life be cut off by the waters of a flood. Never again will there be a flood to destroy the earth. And God said, this is the sign of the covenant I am making between me and you and every living creature with you. A covenant for all generations to come. I have set my rainbow in the clouds, and it will be the sign of the covenant between me and the earth. Whenever I bring clouds over the earth and the rainbow appears in the clouds, I will remember my covenant between me and you and all living creatures of every kind. Never again will the waters become a flood to destroy all life. Whenever the rainbow appears in the clouds, I will see it and remember the everlasting covenant between God and all living creatures of every kind on the earth. So God said to Noah, this is the sign of the covenant I have established between me and all life on the earth. Thanks be to God for his word today. Amen.
Hello, everybody. From time to time, people will ask me which is my favourite hymn. And in truth, I find it very difficult to say, because there are possibly quite a lot of favourite hymns. But I guess that if I was to pick my top 10, one of the ones that would appear on it would be the hymn of George Matheson, O Love That Will Not Let Me Go. I've always loved that hymn, and the words really resonate with me. George Matheson was a priest and an ordained minister, and he lost his eyesight at the age of 20. And yet continued to study for the ministry. At the point of losing his eyesight, he was engaged to be married, and his fiancée couldn't face alive with a blind husband, and she left him. And so for the 20 years that followed, he had a close relationship with his sister who looked after him. And in his 40th year, on the evening of his sister's wedding, George Matheson is reputed to have written this hymn literally within 5 minutes. It just flowed from his mind onto the page and was never ever altered or edited. And so these words are exactly what he wrote. And I love the words of the third verse. Forgive the old language, but George Matheson lived over 150 years ago, so the language is of that particular time. But verse 3 reads, O joy that seekest me through pain, I cannot close my heart to thee. I trace the rainbow through the rain, and feel the promise is not vain, that morn shall tearless be. In the agony that this man feels, he pens these amazing words. And I've always loved that line, I trace the rainbow through the rain, and know the promise is not vain, that morn shall tearless be. We used to have a caravan, and it was on a site in Harrogate in North Yorkshire. And I remember one Saturday there being a terrific storm. And as the storm gave way, we saw a beautiful full arc of a rainbow across the bottom of the caravan site. The sky beyond was almost black, and where we were there was already sunshine, and somewhere, stuck in a box somewhere, I have a photograph of that beautiful rainbow with the colours very vivid and bright. And I remember looking at it and thinking, it's a lovely day and this is a lovely place to be. But had it not rained, then we wouldn't have seen the rainbow. If we just experienced a lovely sunny day, then we wouldn't have witnessed that lovely sight. And you see, as we read the passage that we've read this morning from Genesis, this story of Noah, as he goes through the experience of the storms and the floods, and the sign at the end of it, when all is well, is this sign of the rainbow ark, the sign of the promise that he's come through and there is better to come. And I think of that today. I'm recording this sermon as I'm looking out from our house at the snow-covered ground outside. And pretty as it looks, I really wish the snow wasn't there. There are things I want to do today that snow is getting in the way of. But once again, we live through days like today. And the day will come before so very long when our gardens will be full of colour again, and when suddenly the life around us will be vibrant. And it feels like that with the whole experience of lockdown. I don't know how you're coping with all of this, but I find it exceedingly difficult as I try to cope with one day looking pretty much like the next one. And if anything, one of the things that I struggle more than anything else with is the monotony. I can't believe it, because over 12 months ago I used to moan like mad that I would have to drive miles to go and attend a meeting. And even worse, at this sort of time of year, in the dead of night, I would be travelling through the lanes of Suffolk on my way back home. Now, if I have an evening meeting, then when it comes to an end, well, I'm sat at home already because the meeting's been held online. And you know, I miss that time in the car. Because it was during those times in the car, as I travelled to a meeting, that I prepared myself for the meeting. It was in the car coming back home that I managed to sort of come down from what we'd been talking about, reflect on that journey home, and I'm now suddenly realising how valuable that is. I find that for most of the time, the relationships I have with people now are all through a computer screen. And on a day like today when it's snowy, what I would really like to do is go out and go for a walk and see real people in the flesh, say hello, greet them with a smile, those familiar things. You may remember back when the whole lockdown situation started in March last year, that people started putting rainbows in their windows. And those rainbows were a sign of hope that this won't last forever. And at the end, in much the same way as with Noah, as he came to the end of that experience, we will stand with the rainbow ark, knowing that we have come through the very worst. And so you see, I think these words of George Matheson are really, really important. And that line, if only I had the gift to pen that line, I trace the rainbow through the rain and feel the promise is not vain that morn shall tearless be. As we journey through this period, through these experiences, challenging and difficult as we may well find them, that rainbow arc reminds us once again that in the end, there is hope. And this Sunday, we start our journey through Lent. It's a journey that a lot of us have made many, many times over. It's a journey that will take us to some of the greatest depths and to some of the greatest highs. But at the end, we see the glory of God. And once again, that is why I think that it's important that as we start the journey, with the rainbow very much in mind. Amen.
Thank you, Derek, for helping us to realise that although it's raining in our lives right now, the sun will come out before too long. And a rainbow will appear, for rainbows only appear after the storm. I'm going to invite you now to close your eyes and imagine yourself in a storm. Can you see the raindrops? How heavy is the rain? Is it fast and furious, or is it a lighter drizzle? Feel the drops on your skin? Are you getting wet? How dark is it getting? Now imagine the sun breaking through the clouds and the rain easing off. Can you feel its warmth beginning to seep into you? There's a rainbow emerging now. Envision it brightening your mind and lightening your mood. There's a legend that there's a pot of gold at the end of a rainbow. While I'm not sure many find literal riches, what blessings from God might be awaiting you? Now open your eyes. We come today to begin this year's journey to the cross and to those blessings awaiting for us. We come to turn back to God by letting go of those things that separate us from each other and from God, and by concentrating on those things that bring us closer together. If you didn't join us on Ash Wednesday, I invite you now to get a piece of paper and a pen. If you haven't got one to hand now, you could either pause the video to get it or think about what I'm going to say and then write down your thoughts after the service. If you were here on Wednesday, then remember back to what you wrote then. So I want you to write down something on your paper that keeps you separated from God. Perhaps it's your anger or fear or your need for perfection. Perhaps it's some possession that you're holding too tightly onto, or a neighbour that you bear a grudge against, or the way that you're using the world's precious resources. What would you like to give up for Lent? Write it down on that piece of paper. Now, throughout the season of Lent, I invite you to keep recalling what you've written on your piece of paper, that your spirit might be lifted up with Christ on Good Friday. You might keep the piece of paper that you wrote on, safely somewhere. Or if you're careful, you could burn it and keep the ashes. Or you might tear it into pieces and put the pieces somewhere. Or you might want to bury it, tear it up and bury it in some soil. Or you could find an object that symbolises what you've written on your paper and put that somewhere to look at. So put the ash or the torn pieces of soil or the object somewhere where you will see it during Lent to remind yourself of your commitment. Perhaps what you have chosen means that you need to take some action. What are you going to do differently this Lent? Do you need to write to someone or to phone someone to apologise or to advocate for something? What about drawing closer to God through reading through the Gospel of Mark or maybe one of the other Gospels? Or attending the Circuit Bible Study on Tuesday evenings at 7 o'clock? We've also got Lent prayer calendars that you could colour in. There's a space each day of Lent to colour or write in. The Circuit website has some ideas as to how to use these calendars, but one way would be to write a word each day related to what you've just written on your piece of paper, and then pray over it. We also have a self-care page to print out with 40 positive love actions that you could take. Or you could start a journal as a spiritual discipline and write about your Lenten journey each day. What are you going to give up and take up for Lent as you pursue God with a greater intensity? Let us pray. O God of all creation, we give thanks that when our damp, dark world is full of storms, you ensure that a gentle arc of colours will appear in a rainbow that remembers the light. We lift up to you now these words of Rabbi Harold Kushner. Let the rain come and wash away the ancient grudges, the bitter hatreds held and nurtured over generations. Let the rain wash away the memory of the hurt, the neglect. Then let the sun come out and fill the sky with rainbows. Let the warmth of the sun heal us wherever we are broken. Let it burn away the fog so that we can see each other clearly, so that we can see beyond labels, beyond accents, gender or skin colour. Let the warmth and brightness of the sun melt our selfishness so that we can share the joys and feel the sorrows of our neighbours. And let the light of the sun be so strong that we will see all people as our neighbours. Let the earth nourished by rain bring forth flowers to surround us with beauty. And let the mountains teach our hearts to reach upward to heaven. And we continue in prayer as we pray for the places where it is raining in our lives, souls and minds, and in those of our friends, neighbours and the world. Today we especially lift up those whose plans and budget for entering the country have been upset by the establishment of the quarantine hotels. And we pray for the safety of us all from the various COVID mutations in different parts of the world. We pray for the earth and the ways the climate change is disrupting the weather patterns. While we are pleased that our snow and ice have melted, we lift up the people of Texas who are without power in areas that do not normally receive snow. We continue to pray for the sick, our medical professionals, and all those whose jobs could put them into danger. Comfort those who are disappointed this week with the news that shielding for the clinically vulnerable is extended to the end of March. But we give thanks for the 15 million people in the United Kingdom who have now been successfully vaccinated, and the many others all around the world. We pray that those in third world countries might receive their vaccinations too, before too long. And we give thanks for scientists continually making new discoveries, with the news this week that the stones at Stonehenge were most likely standing in a ring in Wales before being relocated to England. We give thanks for the work of our scientists. And we give to you now the burdens that we wrote on our pieces of paper. In these days of Lent, transform our hearts as we give ourselves to you and let go of what is holding us back. Forgive us, guide us, heal us, create in us clean hearts. As we lift our prayers to you, saying together the prayer that Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. For most of Lent this year, our sermon series on God's promises is using scriptures from the Old Testament. But each week we're going to also listen to the gospel reading assigned for the day. As we approach the darkness surrounding the events at the cross, we have seven candles here, all surrounded by thorns. We're going to extinguish one candle on each of the six Sundays in Lent, leaving us with the Christ candle that will be put out on Good Friday. So let us listen to this gospel scripture about the beginning of Jesus' ministry, read to us by Nicola.
Our reading from the New Testament is taken from Mark's Gospel, chapter 1, verses 9 to 15. At that time, Jesus came from Nazareth in Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. As Jesus was coming up out of the water, he saw heaven being torn open and the Spirit descending on him like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, whom I love. With you I am well pleased." At once the Spirit sent him out into the desert, and he was in the desert for 40 days, being tempted by Satan. He was with the wild animals, and angels attended him. After John was put in prison, Jesus went into Galilee, proclaiming the good news of God. "The time has come," he said. "The kingdom of God is near. Repent and believe the good news." Thanks be to God for his word.
Mark doesn't tell us very much about Jesus being tempted in the desert. The other Gospels tell us a bit more. But we are going to think about Jesus being tempted as we sing our next hymn, number 237, Jesus Tempted in the Desert. Lonely, hungry, filled with dread. "Use your power," the tempter says. "No," says Jesus, "God alone I will obey."
Jesus tempted in the desert, lonely, hungry, filled with dread. "Use your power," the tempter tells him, "turn these barren rocks to bread." "Not alone by bread," he answers, "can the human heart be filled. Only by the world that calls us is our deepest hunger stilled." Jesus tempted at the temple, high above its ancient wall. "Throw yourself from lofty turret, angels wait to break your fall." Jesus shuns such empty marvels, thinks that fickle crowds request. God, whose grace protects, preserves us, we must never vainly test. Jesus tempted.
dazzling vision turns his eyes another way. God alone deserves our homage. God alone will I obey. When we face temptation's power, lonely, struggling, filled with dread, Christ who protect, preserve us, lest we fall, your trust betray. Yours above all other voices, be the world we hear obey.
During Lent, we remember the events that led Jesus to his crucifixion.
He had come into the world to bring hope and light, but at every turn there were those who sought to extinguish that light.
He came to announce that the kingdom of God had come near.
Yet his words would be rejected by those with agendas of their own.
Jesus was baptized in the Jordan by John and then went into the wilderness and stood up to the temptations placed in his way.
John the Baptizer was a prophet whose ministry had prepared the way for Jesus.
But John had spoken the truth to King Herod and upset Herod's wife, who then tempted and tricked King Herod into having John arrested and killed.
Later, Herod heard about Jesus' ministry and wanted him killed too.
A little of the light which had come into the world was snuffed out by those who gave in to temptation.
O God of rainbow promises, on this Lenten journey, guide us towards the darkness of the cross as we trust in your promises, revealing the power of transformation and the hope of resurrection.
Amen. Amen. I'd like to thank everyone for participating in our worship today. Nicola Glass for reading our scripture, Reverend Derek Grimshaw for his message, and our musicians, Adrian Pell, Neil Hepplethwaite, and Elizabeth Story. Thank you to them all. It would be great to know that you are worshipping with us today. Above this video is a form. You just have to fill in your name and location and push the red button. And if you do that, we'll know that you've been here. Next Sunday is the second Sunday in Lent, and Reverend Jo Jacobs' message is The Promise of Us, as she talks about God's covenant promise to Abraham and to us as his descendants. So we come now to the time in our service where we're going to offer ourselves to God, offering our time, our talents, and our treasure. So I encourage you at this point to support your local congregation. Let us pray together. Loving God, we bring these gifts with gratitude, remembering your covenant promises to us. Bless them that we might bring sunshine into the lives of others. And may our very lives be a rainbow sign demonstrating your love for the world. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. We're going to finish today with the song that Derek was talking about in his sermon, number 636, O Love That Wilt Not Let Me Go, written by George Mattison. And watch out for the rainbow words in verse 3.
Let me go, I rest my weary.
Go from here to dwell under the rainbow of God's love and promise. And may the blessing of God, who creates, redeems, and restores, be with you all, now and evermore. And all God's people say, Amen.